proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. When you hear the word humility, what or who comes to your mind? It is easy to find those who are proud and egotistical in this world. Rarely, though, do we find one who is truly humble. How refreshing it is to meet someone who chooses humility and serves others. In 1997, King Hussein of Jordan exhibited humility in a grand way. A group of Israeli schoolgirls were taking a field trip to the Jordan Valley to a place called the Island of Peace. This territory was shared between Israel and Jordan. Once they arrived, a Jordanian policeman opened fire, killing 7 of the girls and wounding 6 more. His gun jammed and he was then arrested. Israelis were devastated by this heinous act, while many in Jordan praised the gunman. Amazingly, King Hussein became a peacemaker in this tense situation. He expressed grief in the aftermath of this tragedy and purposed to visit each of the victims' families in Israel. Entering each home, King Hussein knelt before the parents and with tears in his eyes asked for forgiveness. Because of this gesture, King Hussein became known as the most humble man in the world. Learning from his example, we are also called to humility. The Bible teaches that true humility is a voluntary act of selfless service. Some associate humility as having good manners, but humility is much deeper than that. It stems from understanding the heart of Jesus Christ. The result of true humility will exalt the Lord. The Apostle Peter wrote to believers who were facing persecution in his epistle, and he challenged them to submit unto the elder and be subject one to another. Although the age and background of these Christians was diverse, Peter expected them to place themselves under the authority and care of each other. In this, the church was to be unified for the difficult days ahead. Peter then challenged them to be clothed with humility. This refers to a towel that was worn by servants, identifying their role and duty in the house. In the upper room, Jesus graciously arose from supper and girded himself with a towel and poured water into a basin. He then began to wash the disciples' feet and wipe them with a towel, revealing his identity as a humble servant. And even as Christ picked up the towel, even so we are to take up the towel of humility. This act is not a focus on self, but on service. A humble person is known by his towel of selfless service, and this is the idea of humility. Every person is under the authority of another in some form, whether it be employment, education, government, families. Yet the heart of man is prone to rebellion. As believers, we are called to submit to those in authority. The local church should serve as an example of this mindset as we submit to one another. Humility calls us to voluntarily place ourselves under the authority of another. This runs counterculture to the world's me-first system. However, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. True humility begins when we place ourselves under the mighty hand of God. This call does not bring a burden, but rather a blessing. When we humble ourselves before God, He will exalt us in due time. Understanding our role as servants of Christ will bring eternal rewards. Submission to God calls us to follow the ultimate example of humility. Jesus left the splendor of heaven and became flesh dwelling among us. But most did not expect the Messiah to come as a lowly babe. He took the form of a servant and modeled the humility of the lowest man. Jesus was obedient to the will of the Father, even by the death of the cross. One cannot truly be humble, though, until he is emptied of self. By denying ourselves, we can truly follow the example of Christ. The natural man sees humility as a dead end for life, but when we recognize our spiritual condition before God and respond accordingly, he will lift us up. This precious promise is given to those who humble themselves before God. It's a choice. God is gracious and merciful to the penitent heart, and obedience to the will of the Father will flow from the humble heart. In this, Christ is exalted above all. You see, my friend, our life is not about us, but it's about Christ. When God lifts up the humble, he will place him on a level where only he can. God takes the humble and makes them great, and this is the heart of God. As Christ voluntarily picked up the towel and identified himself as a servant, we must humbly take our position with him and pick up our towel. And this is the call to humility.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.